Hey guys, it's Melissa with the Chicken Sitter Podcast, and this is episode 103. The Chicken Sitter made the newspaper. The Chicken Sitter made the newspaper last Friday, so I'm super excited about that. I was asked to be featured in the independent newspaper. My article also shows up in the Times, on the Newsbreak app, the independent newspaper online, and a few other newspapers as well. I was so honored to be chosen, and the article came out super, super nice. They did a really good job. And, you know, I'm really, really honored and touched that they'd want to interview me and have me in the paper. I thought that was great. In the article, they talk about a bird that I would go visit when I was little, up into my 20s. And his name was Sam. He was a macaw, a big bird. I'd walk in and he'd say, "Hello." And I'd say, "Hello, Sam." I was fascinated by him because he was so big, you know, and being a little kid, everything's bigger than it actually it is to you, you know, and super colorful as well. And he talked, which I thought was like awesome because I had a bird at home at the time. I had a parakeet and, you know, they talk, but not like that. We'd buy our fish and our turtle food because I also had fish and turtles, all different sizes and kinds and other animals at the time. So we'd buy fish food, turtle food there, you know, at that pet store. I'd walk through the aisles and glance at all the different kind of fish and always say bye to Sam on my way out. We'd go just about probably every week, maybe every other week, either for a visit or, like I said, to grab food. And we did that for a number of years. My dog Arrow was featured as well as my chickens in this newspaper article. I thought that was pretty cool. He tried to incorporate some of my pets. Arrow is not afraid of the camera, but my other dog, Cookie, and cat, Xander, well, that was a different story. I don't blame them, though, for being afraid because a professional camera is huge. It's humongous. It's bigger than, you know, if you haven't been around one, it's bigger than you think when you see it. Arrow didn't care which angle they took his picture at because he said he's young and he doesn't have a good side, bad side. Oh, gosh. If you don't know me by now, I'm a little silly. It was raining out that day pretty heavily, but my chickens were being troopers and they don't mind the rain at all, especially when there's treats involved. Which there was. My rooster promised not to go after me that day. And he, you know, he did look at me and was like, "Keep the snacks coming or you'll be a snack." He's such a good boy. He's such a beautiful Rhode Island Red. He's a big chicken. He's a good looking boy. But I think he takes his job a little too seriously sometimes, you know, protecting the girls, the hens, a little bit too serious. I keep telling him, "Don't bite the hand that feeds you, you know, buddy." But I work a lot of hours, and I love my job so very much. I appreciate all my clients and their pets, and they're like family to me because they're all so wonderful. They really are. So I was very honored that someone wanted to do an article on me and very touched, and I thought that was, you know, just came out wonderful, and he did a wonderful job, and I'm proud of myself. Because I do work a lot of hours and I put a lot of time into social media and thinking about things and, you know, setting my schedule up and trying to fit everybody in and, you know, like a lot of pet sitters do. But I was, you know, I'm proud of myself and was proud of myself. And I hope I can do this for many, many years to come because it's enjoyable and work is not work if you really love what you do. And I really love what I do. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And if you haven't seen the article, check me out online. Check me out in the newspaper. Grab an older newspaper from last week, Friday's paper. It's called the Independent Newspaper in South County, Rhode Island. Check it out. And my info on how to contact me if you need pet sitting, dog walking, chicken sitting, overnight pet sitting, pet waste removal, equine and farm care. As well, I take care of farm animals. So, yeah, my website is thechickensitterllc.godaddysites.com. My email is thechickensitterrhodeisland, all written out, not R-I, but rhodeisland@gmail.com. And if you want to text or call me, if you live in South County, I only service South County, most of South County. My phone number is 401-484-3760, and that's South County, Rhode Island. All right, so if you're looking for some pet sitting, give me a text, give me a call, email, hit me up on my website, and I'm on social media as well. excuse me, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just about everything online, Alignable. I have quite a few different social media outlets that I'm on, so check me out online, give me a call if you have some dates coming up. Or if you're a current client and you're thinking of going away, the sooner the better, get those dates in. I don't like to say no. So try to get them in as soon as you can. And that would be awesome. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.